When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Record Rangers podcast. My name is Gavin Berry and I'm delighted to say that this week I'm joined by Ludo van der Valle. Is that correct pronunciation,
yeah,
Ludo?
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. Ludo van der Valle. It's right.
Excellent. And you're joining us from Belgium. You're writing for Nieuwsblad. Nieuwsblad?
Yeah, right.
Yes. And obviously, we'll just start right away. Ludo, there's only one place to start. The news seems to be that Philip Clement is either the number one target, certainly very high on the list to become the next Rangers manager. How is this news being greeted over in Belgium? Has it come as a surprise to you? Do you understand?
No, I understand because Philip Clement, in the years he was coach in Belgium, he did very well until he went to Monaco in his third year of Bruges after he was twice champion of the league. And in Monaco, he did also very well with a young team, playing good football, preparing the young guys to be on a higher level. Only last season, he lost in his last seven games five times. So they didn't get to Europe. They didn't get a European ticket. And that was too much for the president. And he sacked him. And that was a surprise for us that in that moment he was sacked. But that an international big club as Rangers wants to take him as a coach, that doesn't surprise me. And I think there are a lot of other clubs who want to take him. I know there's an offer from Saudi Arabia also, from Al-Shabaab, that wants him as a new coach. So I think he's just looking what's the best for him.
Yeah, because we have read the reports of the Saudi Arabia interest. Yesterday, there was reports in Belgium saying that he was leaning more towards Rangers despite the money on offer there. Am I correct in saying that he rejected Saudi Arabia before?
I don't know. Yeah, in the summer, he had also an offer from Saudi Arabia and he rejected it.
Yeah.
So that's for sure. What's his opinion now? I don't know. But it was not more than 1 month ago. I went to visit him in Monaco, where he still lives. And I had an interview with him, and he said that he wants to work in Europe. He wants to work in a European competition. But, okay, you know, sometimes opinions can change. Yeah. I don't know if he was talking about the big competitions like the Premier League, the La Liga or Serie A. But I don't know. My feeling is if he has to choose between Saudi Arabia and Chelsea, but perhaps there are some other clubs that are interesting. He will choose Rangers.
Oh, Rangers, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because this is the argument is for players and managers just now with Saudi Arabia changing the landscape. Do you want the money, but going to a league that's maybe not talked about as much, or do you want to go to Europe and, you know, stay and maybe compete in the Champions League and Europa League? I suppose that is a question for him. But he's still young for a manager, you know, fairly young for a manager. So the time to go to Saudi might be further on in his career.
But what you're telling now is what he said also. I'm still young. He's ambitious. He's incredibly ambitious. One day he wants to be a coach in the Premier League or in the Bundesliga. I don't know, but with a big club. So I think, in his opinion, it's better to go to Rangers, where you can have a profile and let's see to the people in the Premier League what you're able of. And I think that's why he if he has to choose between Rangers and And Saudi Arabia, he will choose Rangers. But last week I had a short contact with him, and he said there are some other clubs that are interested. So perhaps there's another club from another competition that's more interested. That I don't know, but Al Shabab and Rangers, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I know also it would not be his number one motivation, but when I was speaking to one of your colleagues, he was saying that not many Belgian managers have succeeded in Europe, and that he maybe wants to go and be a success to open doors for other Belgian managers to travel abroad. It surprised me that maybe not so many Belgian managers have done well. Obviously, there has been a golden generation of players, so many great players over the years and recent years, but not so much managers. Is that correct? And do we have to go back to Marseille versus Rangers, 1993 Champions League? Is that the last great success of a Belgian manager abroad?
Yeah, no. We had also Eric Gerrits. I don't know if you know him as a player. Yeah. He did very well. He was champion in, I think, in five competitions. He was champion with Galatasaray. He was champion with Marseille, with PSV. He was champion in Belgium with Leeds and Bruges. So, but he worked very well abroad also.
Okay.
But if you're saying that, that's also an argument for Philippe Clément, which he uses when you talk with him, that he wants to open doors for a Belgian coach as a, okay. It's by coincidence, I wrote an article about it today, because Karel Gerards is a former coach of Union last year in Belgium, and he now goes to work with Schalke 04, Schalke 04 in the second Bundesliga. And I checked it, and at this moment, there are only two Belgian coaches working in the top leagues, and that means Vincent Kompany at Burnley.
Of course,
and Will Still in France with Reims, and he has also British influences. So he's I don't know if he's a real Belgian, but okay, he was born here and he lives here. So there are only two coaches, and that was what Philippe always said. I want to open doors for Belgian coaches, because we have good coaches, but one way or another, abroad, they don't see it. And as you know, a lot of Dutch coaches, for example, they work everywhere. German coaches in Belgium, you know, in Belgium, from the 16 first division clubs, there are only 8 who have a Belgian coach. So it's a bit of a frustration in Belgium. Like you say, we were first in the FIFA ranking for 4 years. We have a golden generation with good players, but our coaches so far don't follow.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yeah. Celtic just now are the team dominating in Scotland. They have for some time now. Rangers won the league a couple of years ago under Steven Gerrard, and they won the Scottish Cup the following year. They reached the Europa League final. So they have had some success. But in the last decade, Celtic has been the dominant team. The job has to be for any Rangers manager to close that gap. You know, they are already 7 points behind this season. Does he have the character? Do you see him as someone who has the character to take on a challenge like this? Will he be daunted at all by the challenge?
For sure. Because, you know, he was a lot of years assistant coach at Bruges for 6 or 7 years. And then he started his career at Beveren, which was spectacular. Beveren is a team that always plays for relegation. And that year, they were playing fantastically. He went to Genk. The year after, he was champion. He went to Bruges. He He was twice champion. The third year he would be champion, but okay, he left for Monaco. So what you can say is in his career, he was a lot of time champion, and certainly at Genk, it was a big surprise. So he can lift people, he can lift players up above their level, and that's one of his strengths.
There's something Rangers need. And discipline, is he like a hard on players? Is he strict?
It's like we say, he's a people manager. Mm-hmm. He takes decisions if mm-hmm. necessary, but he isn't there to hurt players. He does everything. He goes to the bottom of everything, not to hurt his players. But if they don't listen, then he puts them aside. He knows what is discipline. He has a career as a player. He was in like we said, he hadn't had that much talent as a football player. He was not nice to look at, but he made the maximum of his career as a player by being disciplined, and as a trainer he knows what to do. And okay, he's very gentle with his players. It seems that every day he talks to every player. When they come in the dressing room, he talks to them. How are you? Did you have a good sleep? Wife and children okay? So in that aspect, he's a people manager. But when he doesn't get the respect or the gratitude for that, okay, he can be very hard.
Okay, and would Rangers fans be excited by the style of football? I mean, what kind of style did he have at Genk?
Yeah, okay, in Belgium, he surprised with very offensive play. Good. The only thing he has, and that was in Belgium, I don't say a problem, but that was a remark we always had. He's very, he doesn't have that exposure. He doesn't have that, he's not a big star, you know. He's always calm. He talks. He will never attack anybody. He's very prudent in everything he does. So that was one of the things. Otherwise, he would be... He would be somewhere else. He would be in a big competition, I'm sure. But he's—I don't know the word. He's not so charming. He's not. He's not a big star.
He doesn't promote himself. He's not. Yeah, he's very.
No. Although he believes himself. 300%. He knows he's good. He's ambitious, but he doesn't promote himself. He doesn't put him in the first row when it's not necessary.
Yeah, he's quite unassuming. He's very modest. And from what you're saying, that's maybe because of the way he was as a player, maybe underrated, you know?
Yeah. In my opinion, he's underrated.
Not flashy. No, I mean, as a player, he was not flash.
Not at all. He was a defensive player, or he was in the defense, or as a defensive midfielder. He did his work. He took the ball and gave it to the players who were better than him.
And so similar as a manager, And in terms of transfers, you know, I mean, did he have lots? Because at Rangers, he wouldn't have millions and millions of to spend. Did he in Belgium at Genk and Club Brugge was his transfer?
No. In Belgium, the situation is different as in the Premier League or in the Scottish League. It's not the manager who buys the players and okay, perhaps an advice, but not more than that. He didn't do that at Genk. He didn't do that at Bruges, and certainly not at Monaco. So okay, they can ask for his opinion, but he doesn't take the initiative to do that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it was always a sporting director?
Yeah, the sporting directors in Belgium, they take the decisions to take that player or that player, and okay, the trainer has to work with them.
Yeah, but Paul Mitchell was the sporting director in Monaco at the same time. Is that correct? Who has left? I mean, Rangers are also considering a sporting director. Do you think he would need a sporting director, or...
I think so. I think it would be better for him because he isn't so much concerned with talking with the agents and so on. I don't think he likes that too much.
Okay, so he would want somebody to...
I think so. I think it would be better for him.
To make the...
he can concentrate on his team, because one of his strengths is also to bring young players in the team, players from the own... From the club who were grown at the own club, that's one of his strengths also.
Yeah, you know, interesting. One of the other main candidate who has been talked about as possible for the Rangers manager is Kevin Muscat, who used to play with the Rangers. He also had a short time in Belgium. I think only 6 months at Sint-Truiden.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. So I don't remember him anymore.
He didn't make as much of an impression.
No, now you're saying it. I remember there was once a coach in Sint-Truiden who wasn't there for a long time, but I don't remember his name anymore. But I think that was the one.
Yeah. In terms of if people are looking at his career, the time at Monaco will be the one part of his CV that people would say, oh, well, that didn't work out. But when I look at his first full season, funnily enough, they lost to PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League qualifier. If they had won that, they would have actually played against Rangers, because Rangers went
to
PSV Eindhoven and they won. But when I look down at the transfers out that summer, there is so many players that he lost. Orien Tchouameni, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
it. Yeah.
Who goes to Real Madrid for 80 million. Diop. Yeah. He lost Badiashile to Chelsea. All big money. So it looks as if a lot of players went out for big money. They did bring in Minamino from Liverpool. But it looks as if a lot of talent went out. Was this the reason, do you think? Was this part of the reason that it didn't work out?
Yeah, for sure. Because in his first half season, he won his last, from his last 10 games, he won 9. And I think it was a draw he played in his last game. And that's why they weren't qualified directly for the Champions League. Otherwise, it would be half a miracle what he did. He won to Paris Saint-Germain, for example. He won 2 times. He won at home and he won in Paris Saint-Germain. So at that time, it was, like you said, Badiashile, Tchouameni, who were playing there. They left in the summer and he had a weaker team. But in fact, he did very well. He was always, the whole season, he was in the top four. At the times, even second after Paris Saint-Germain. But then in the last games, there were some problems with players in the dressing room. It didn't work very well. Certainly with Ben Yedder, there were some issues. And that's why they lost 5 of the 7 last games. And that's why it went completely wrong.
Yeah, so when he first took over midway, he arrived in the middle of the first season and he basically, he rescued them, yes, when he first arrived, the first 6 months.
Yeah. Although the beginning was not very easy. Yeah? It was
okay.
It was difficult, but in the end, it went very well. And now, okay, and then the good players left, and it's always the same at Monaco. Eh? They buy young players or they give them a good education, and then they leave. I don't know how it works at Rangers. If they have a good youth academy, then he can work with it very well, very well.
Yeah. And when you spoke to him, you said you have been to interview him. Do you get the feeling that he is hurting from the time at Monaco and maybe the way it's being perceived, that from the outside it looks like a failure? Do you think he wants to put that right?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, he's very ambitious. He doesn't want the people to think that he's not a good coach and that he failed at Monaco. He explained it to me how it came. It's like I said to you, and that's it's very ambitious. He still wants to be a top coach and at the top team. And I think in my opinion, Rangers is a top team, so he can do some things there. I'm sure.
Yeah, you're positive.
Yeah, very positive about him. Okay, it's a Belgian coach. I know him very well. I know him for a long time, and I knew him as a player. So, but I know, okay, like we said, he has the heart at a good place, and he wants to go for that. Although he doesn't look like that, but he's incredibly ambitious.
Yeah. So, do you think if he's taking over at Rangers, you will be making a few trips to Scotland?
That's possible. Yes. That's possible. So certainly, if he does very well, we'll be there for sure.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, Ludo, I appreciate you very much taking the time out to speak to us today and some great information on Philippe. We will see how it develops. The stories are starting to really gather pace. That it seems to be that it could be getting closer, and that he is the man that they want. And it's great that you've been able to tell the Rangers fans what they can expect.
Okay, if you hear something or if you have any news or something, you can always inform me. I will do the same with you.
Great.
So if he confirms to me, for example, okay, it will be Rangers, I'll let you know. If you hear anything on the Rangers side, you can let me know.
That's great. So the Daily Record readers know that if Philip tells you, you will tell us, and we will let them know first.
Okay.
Thank you, Ludo.
All right.
Enjoy your day. I know that Eden Hazard has just announced his retirement, so you're going to be a busy man. And
yeah, for sure.
Taking time out of your day. So thank you.
Okay.